The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل Dear viewers of Madani channel, the blessed saying of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels keep sending mercies upon a Muslim until he continues to recite salat upon me. Now it is the person's choice whether he recites less or more. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In simple words, if you want to gain more mercy from Allah Almighty, then keep sending peace and blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, your problems, your worries, your calamities will be over as well. Plus, you will gain the blessings and mercies of Allah Almighty as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, our topic today is consequences of ungratefulness. And remember, ungrateful person will never be blessed. Ye yaad rakhiyega hamesha. Aur jo complainer hota hai, aur jo shukar ata nahi karta na, will not be blessed. अब मैं और आप क्या है इसके बारे में आज सुनने की कोशिश करेंगे. व्हाट आर द कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस ऑफ अनग्रेटफुलनेस एंड व्हाट आर द एडवांटेजेस एंड ब्लेसिंग यू विल गेन इफ यू आर अ ग्रेटफुल पर्सन इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल. आइए रिसाइटेशन ऑफ होली कुरान इंशाल्लाह.
अऊज़ु बिललाहि मिनश्शैतानिर रजीम बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम कुल अऊज़ु बिरब्बिल फलक من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Oh my master, descend peace And blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini wal Fariqaini min Urdin wa min Ajami. आप हैं हजरत मोहम्मद सरवरे हर दो सरा आप हैं हजरत मोहम्मद सरवरे हर दो सरा आप हैं अरबों अजम जिन्नो बशर के पेशवा आप पर लाखों दुरूद और आप पर लाखों सलाम मोहम्मद He's the leader of both worlds, both creation. Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creation. And even both groups, Arabs and Rajam. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب
الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم.
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا، آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا، ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا، آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped. He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped. For in every sudden calamity,
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habi بك خير الخلق كلهم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا اكرم الخلق ما لي من الوذ به، يا اكرم الخلق ما لي من الوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العميمي.
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ، اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ، حادثات عام میں ہے آپ میری تکیہ گاہ، آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge.
In other than you, when universal calamities descend,
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
فان من جودك الدنيا وضرتها، فان من جودك الدنيا وضرتها، ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم، بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم، آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم، آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace. So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace.
And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ، اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ، پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ، آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام۔
O my Rabb, by the chosen one fulfill our wishes. O my Rabb, by the chosen one fulfill our wishes.
And forgive us for what has passed.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بيك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
إن شاء الله we start with our beautiful مبلغ حافظ كليم مدني. remember بہت ساری یہ برائیاں اپنے ساتھ لے کر آتی ہیں، ناشکری، اور آج ہر کونے پہ کیا ہر گھر کے دوسرے گھر میں جو ہے نا وہ ناشکری نظر آتی ہے، شکر ادا کرنا بڑا مشکل نظر ہوگی آج کی دور میں، اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائے۔ جی کلیم بھائی،
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ سید صاحب، نو ڈاؤٹ ایگزیکٹلی ایز یو سیڈ دیٹ بینگ انگریٹفل از ون آف دی ورسٹ تھنگز دیٹ ا پرسن کین ڈو، اسپیشلی ون ہو کلیمز ٹو بی ا سرونٹ، ا سلیو آف ہز لارڈ اللہ عز و جل۔ ناؤ ان دی ورلڈ when somebody does one favor upon us, we were in a difficult situation, we were stuck, and somebody came to our rescue, somebody helped us out, that one moment he helped us out, we remember throughout our life, from till the end of our life. Whenever we mention that person, we say, do you know, I was in such a situation, Allah, and he came to help me out of all people, and we remember him, and we should do. This is the way of Islam, man lam yashkur innas lam yashkur illah, that if you do not show gratefulness to people, then you're not showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But without comparison, that person helped us once, and we remember him all our life. What about the haqiqi Lord Allah Azza wa Jal, whose blessings we are drowned in every single second? Meaning from the day we were born until we die, every moment that passes, we are drowned in the mercy of Allah, the blessing of Allah. We have life, we have wealth, we have health, we have family, we have loved ones. We have Iman, the biggest gift. We are ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The question is, do we not need to show gratefulness there? And of course, the answer is yes, definitely we need to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And throughout the Quran, we will find that this is the hukm. This is the command. This is the instruction. تَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying that remember me, I will remember you. And show gratefulness to me and do not be ungrateful. This is the hukum of the Quran. In another part of the Quran, anishkur li wali waliday, be grateful to me and your parents. And when we study the Quran, time and time again, we'll be told to be grateful. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our Lord, he knows our state, he knows our nature. Allah jalla wa ala says, wa qaleelum min ibadiya shakur. But only a few of the people, Allah, of the slaves are grateful. That's the case. And in another part of the Quran, ma akfara, how ungrateful is insan, that you give him blessing after blessing. Allah Jalla wa Ala is blessing him time and time again. But this khwaish, this desire for more and more and more, this makes him forget and become heedless of the blessings he has. And this is something that we need to all remember. In fact, what we should do on a daily basis is sit down, and if you were to make a list, if you were to try and make a list, Allah, we can't make a list, but if you were to try and make a list of the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us, time will finish, but those blessings will not finish. And in the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you were to try and count the ni'mat, the blessing of Allah, you will not be able to count them, you will not be able to list them. So this is what we as Muslims need to do, come back to Quran and Hadith, Quran and Sunnah. And our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal, one thing we need to clarify is he does not need our shukr. If we do not show gratitude, that's our loss. Yes. That's our nuqsan. That's harming our hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our shukr. But at the same time, the way he has ordained through his infinite wisdom is that لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are to show gratefulness, then, oh insan, this is for your betterment. La azidannakum. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, I will most definitely increase your blessing. And if you look at the Arabic wording of the Allah. Of the verse, lam taqeed at the beginning, noon taqeed afterwards, I will most definitely bless you with more bounties. Why? Because you're showing gratitude. Wala in kafartum, on the other hand, if you're ungrateful, inna azabi la shadeed. My punishment is no doubt severe, very severe. And inshallah, we'll hear about accounts of the previous umam, how they were blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they showed ungratefulness, and the consequences of that they saw, and they were not able to remain in those blessings because of their nashukri. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all amongst those who are shakirin.
Allah, be shak Allah hume sabr karne walon mein shamil farmaye, aur jo nahi karte to unka anjaam bhi acha nahi. Ye yaad rakhiye, be shak tere rab ki pakad badi sakht hai. Jab pakad aati hai na, to phir banda bach nahi paata. Abhi hota na, main ye bhi kar leta hu, idhar se nikal jata, us waqt koi bhi cheez kaam nahi aayi. कोई काम नहीं आएगा. मैं बहुत बड़ा होशियार हूँ, मैं बहुत बड़ा, I am a very intelligent person of this society, you don't know me, I have done this, वो सारी चीजें रह जाएंगी. जब पकड़ आएगी ना रब की, फिर कोई होता नहीं. अल्लाह मुझे भी बचाए और आपको भी बचाए. करना क्या है? शुक्र अदा करना. शुक्र खाली ये नहीं होता, शुक्र, ये शुक्र अदा करना, शुक्र अपने एक्शन से होता है, शुक्र अपने एटीट्यूड से होता है, शुक्र अपने बिहेवियर से होता है. शुक्र के हमने सिर्फ एक ही दो चीजें कि बस ठीक है जी, शुक्र अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह कह दिया, ठीक है ये भी एक है, लेकिन इसके आगे के जो इम्पोर्टेंट चीज है वो लवाजमात हम भूल जाते हैं. इसराफ करना ये नाशुक्री में आता है. फराइज को छोड़ देना, जो 95% मुसलमान नमाज नहीं पढ़ रहे हैं, ये नाशुक्री में आता है. तिजारत को हराम तरीके से करना, ये किस चीज में आता है? अभी आप अगर गौर करते जाएंगे तो पूरी लिस्ट है, और ये सारी चीजें ना हमें पता ही नहीं है कि ये नाशुक्री में आती है. और नाशुक्री करने वाले को रब पसंद नहीं फरमाता. तुम जितना शुक्र अदा करोगे अल्लाह उतनी अपनी नेमतों की बारिश बरसाएगा. तो अगर ये इन मामलात को हम देखते जाए तो आप हर दूसरा बंदा इसके अंदर नजर आ रहा है. अल्लाह ने जिसको बचाया वो बचा हुआ, लेकिन सूरत हाल यही है हमारे सामने. अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमा. आसिफ भाई हमारे साथ है. जी आसिफ भाई.
जी बिल्कुल शाह जी, जरा मुनाई में हकीकी है अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला जो बंदे नेमत अता फरमा, ते जो बंदा उदी ना शुक्री किया जाता तो इन्हू भी कुफरी किया जाता कि अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला दी नेमत का इनकार करता, उन्हू छुपाउंदा जेड़ा अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने उते रहमत दी बारिश नाजिल फरमाई है. ते इस वजह से इन्हू कुफराने नेमत भी किया जाता जिद अगर इसी देखी जाए. तो अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने शाह जी कुरान पाक दे विच जाब जा मकाम ते इरशाद भी फरमाया, ला इन शकरतुम ला अज़ीदन्नकुम व इन तअद्दू निअमत अल्लाह ला तुहसुहा, आयतां मेंशन भी कीतियां गईयां. ते अज गौर करन दा मुकाम है शाह जी के इंसान सर दे वालों तो लैके पैरों के नाखून तक अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला दी नेमत खा रहा, साडी नेमत खा खा के साडे दंद किस गए, लेकिन फिर भी असीं अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला दी नेमत दी ना शुक्री करते हैं. गौर करना चाहिए कि किस कदर अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने सानू नेमत अता फरमाईया. अखां दी नेमत आ, जुबान दी नेमत आ, कन दी नेमत आ, हत्थां दी नेमत आ, होर किन्नियां अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने सानू नेमत अता फरमाईया. ते क्या असी गौर किया कि अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला दी जिहड़ियां सानू नेमतां मिलियां होईयां असी उन्हां दा कदी शुक्र अदा किया, या असी ना शुक्री करदे हर टाइम शिकवे कंपलेना शिकायतां अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला दी बारगाह विच असी करदे, लेकिन जिहड़ियां नेमतां उन्हां दे बारे साडा गौर ही नहीं, साडा रेह नहीं. एक बुजुर्ग कोल एक बंदा कहण लगा, या हज़रत मेरी पूरी नहीं हुंदी, मेरा गुजारा नहीं हुंदा, मैं बड़ा गरीब हाँ, मुफलिस हाँ, मैं लाचार, मैनू कोई इलाज दसो, हल दसो कि मैं अपना गुजारा सही तरीके दे नाल कर रहे हैं, मैं तां मुफली सां, गरीब कुछ भी नहीं मेरे कोल हैगा. अच्छा बुजुर्ग कहन लगे तेरे को कुछ भी नहीं हैगा? कहंदे हां जी मेरे को तां कुछ भी नहीं हैगा जी. अच्छा कहंदे अपनी जिहड़ी अख है ना, एक अख मैनू दे दे ते मेरे को लख रुपया लै ला. कहंदे जी किदां हो सकदा हजरत, अख दे दवां ते मैं देखांगा किदां, पर मैं चल अख नहीं दे सकदा, जुबान दे दे, जुबान नहीं दूंगा तो मैं बोलांगा किदां, अपने मामलात किदां चलावांगा, चलो ये भी नहीं कर सकता, कन दे दे, कन दी जिहड़ी अल्लाह ने तैनू नेमत दित्ती है ना सुनन दी, ए मैनू दे दे ते मैं तेनू लख रुपया दे दिना वा, हाथ दे दे, पाऊ एग्जाम्पल दे के उन्होंने समझा रहे. कहने लगे तू तो अरबा खरबा लखा करोड़ा ना मारेगा ते तू शिकवा कर रहे मेरे को आई कुछ नहीं. ये नेमत आ दे बारे तू गौर कर, जे इस बंदे को अख दी नेमत नहीं उन्हें पूछ के दे किड्डी वड्डी नेमत आ, जे ते कोल कन दी नेमत है नहीं सुन नहीं सकदा बेचारा उद को पूछ के दे, तू शिकवा कर रहा सुबहान व तआला दी बारगाह. इसलिए बुजुर्गों ने फरमाया कि दुनियावी मामलात दे विच अपने तो जरा बंदा वा ना थले वाले नु देखिया करो, ते दीन दे मामला दे विच अपने जरा उत्ते वाला उन्हें देखिया करो, تاکہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ دی نعمت نا شکر ادا کرنے کا ذہن بن
سبحان اللہ ماشاءاللہ افتخار بھائی ہمارے ساتھ افتخار بھائی بہت ساری چیزیں کہی جا سکتی ہے دی وے آصف مدنی ہیز مینشن دیز آئیز دیز ایئرز بٹ ٹھیک ہے یو ہیو دیز تھنگ بٹ یو آر مس یوزنگ دیز تھنگ دس از آلسو ان گریٹفلنس زبان کا شکر یہ ہے کہ آپ اس سے ذکر اللہ کریں زبان کی ناشکری یہ ہے کہ آپ اس سے غیبت کرتے ہیں بوتان باندھتے ہیں گانے گاتے ہیں نافرمانی کرتے ہیں آپ کو آلویز گریٹفل ہونا چاہیے لیکن انگریٹفلنس کیا ہے انہی آئی سے آپ گناہ دیکھ رہے ہیں حرام دیکھ رہے ہیں وہ جو منع کیا ہے رب نے یہ زبان ہے اس کی کیا ہے ناشکری یہی ہے آنکھ کان کہ وہ نہ سنے جو منع کیا ہے ایک ہونا نعمت ہے لیکن اس نعمت کا غلط استعمال کرنا پھر یہ ناشکری اور پھر یہ جو ہے نا آپ کو جو ہے یہ وبال کی طرف لے کر جاتا ہے تو یہ دونوں چیزوں کو ساتھ لے کر چلنا ہے آپ نے
جی شاہ صاحب ماشاء اللہ ویری بیوٹیفلی مینشن بائی حافظ کلیم صاحب اینڈ استاد صاحب as well that we have to remember that it's not just the case that if I'm grateful okay if I'm ungrateful it doesn't matter there's consequences to do with it that's why the title of the program is to think and reflect over the title that if you are ungrateful then read about the accounts of those nations those individuals that were destroyed being ungrateful leads you to pride to takabbur it will lead you to this arrogance and this big headedness and this ego which will eventually destroy you so when you are not thankful in the court of Allah Almighty what's going to happen is that you're going to think it's my own doing and that's what we get to don't we
yeah.
it's my own doing if you read about Shaddad bin Ad, what happened? Allah Almighty saved him. And where did he reach? He said, I'm going to create my own Jannah.
Yeah.
It's my own efforts. And what happened? He got destroyed. So when we are blessed with something, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we should thank Allah Almighty. But instead what we are doing is that, yes, we might not be saying it with our tongue. But like you said, our actions prove that. We've made dua, Allah Almighty blessed us with Aulad, He blessed us with a child. Now when that child's birthday comes, are we doing halal acts or haram acts? When his wedding comes, what are we doing? When it comes to our own health, when Allah blessed us and we recovered from many illnesses, how many things, brother said, if I survive the operation, I will start reading my salah, I will start doing these things. But then again, we become ungrateful. So when we are ungrateful in the court of Allah Almighty, what happens is the blessing goes away. The blessing slowly starts to go away and then we think to ourselves, what's happening? Why am I earning so much and yet I can't pay my bills and pay and everything suffices for me? There's a reason for this. Now, are you reading your salah with jamaat? Are you acting upon the commandments of Allah Almighty? Are you acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Are you doing those actions that are pleasing Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or are you doing those actions that are displeasing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So there are always consequences of being ungrateful and there are many ways of being ungrateful. It's not the case that you're going to sit there with your tongue and say, I'm ungrateful. No one's going to say that. But our actions, the way we conduct ourselves, like you mentioned, proves that. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala said, a man was blessed with magnificent wealth of the world. And when we do get wealth, then we're very happy. Have you seen an individual when he's had a good day at the office, as we say? He's bouncing around, he's happy, he's picking up his children, taking extra things to his house. Next week, that same individual, when he's not made any profit, maybe a bit of loss, he can't stand to see his children. He's bitter, he's annoyed, he's slamming the doors, he's frustrated. Now, at the lights, you can't wait patiently. Same individual a week ago, he was blessed with wealth. Mm-hmm. Same individual later, you could tell he's not had a good day at the office.
Yeah.
Maybe not found the customers. So this individual, he was blessed with everything. And then Allah Almighty tested him, he lost it all.
Mm-hmm.
He lost everything. He then began to praise Allah Azza wa Jal. The only thing he had left was a mat to lie on. An individual came to him, a rich personality, said, why are you praising Allah Almighty now? You've lost everything. You lost all the blessings. He said, I thank Allah for the blessings that I wouldn't have been able to buy with the wealth that I had. Which have been mentioned by Ustaz Sahib. He said, those blessings of the eyes, the tongue, the ears, even the wealth of this world cannot buy them. I'm blessed with health. I'm blessed with these things. Shouldn't I thank Allah Almighty for this? So this tongue that we are blessed with, is supposed to be thanking Allah Almighty. These ears are supposed to be listening to the tilawat. Eyes looking at good holy Kaaba, looking at the Quran Sharif, looking at our parents with a merciful, loving gaze. But yet, what are we doing? Our eyes are being ungrateful by looking at wrong things on the phone and the internet. our ears have been ungrateful by listening to backbiting. Our rest of our limbs and our bodies, how they're thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. So this topic today that we have, Shahzad, is one really, if we ponder about it, it changes our life.
Same.
Why? By being grateful to Allah Almighty, which we can never do, but our life should, we should strive to thank Allah Almighty as much as possible, whether we're in a difficult situation or whether we're in a good situation. You'll see that there are many blessings will come further into your life if you thank Allah Almighty.
Kitna bada maqam ka balam bin baura hai, barbaad ki hua na shukri. Kya kuch tha hai? लोहे महफूज पर लिखा हुआ पढ़ लेता था, हाथ दुआ उठाता था, हाथ आने से पहले दुआ पूरी हो जाती थी, लेकिन जस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ दिस अनग्रेटफुलनेस उसके अंदर आई और उसने उसको जो है वो बर्बाद कर दी, ईमान बर्बाद हो गया। कहा था कि बस उसके आगे 400 दवात लेकर बैठे हुए होते थे लिखने वाले, जो कहता था इतना बड़ा उसका नाम था, मर्तबा था, लेकिन बर्बाद क्यों हुआ? ना शुक्री करने की वजह। इसीलिए कहते हैं लर्न टू अप्रिशिएट व्हाट यू हैव, लर्न टू अप्रिशिएट व्हाट यू हैव बिफोर टाइम मेक्स यू अप्रिशिएट व्हाट यू हैड।
अल्लाह,
टाइम रियलाइज करेगा तो यार वही अच्छा था, वही अच्छा था। औलाद है, नेमत है, इज अ ब्लेसिंग, शुक्र अदा करें, लेकिन शुक्र क्या है? उसकी अच्छी तरबियत करना, और अगर उसका शुक्र अदा ना किया तो वही फिर ना शुक्री अगर की तो वबाले जान बन जाते हैं, फिर वही आपके लिए अजाब बनेगी, फिर वही औलाद मारती है, वही औलाद बुरा भला कहती है, वही औलाद डग लेती है। तो आपने शुक्र अदा जिस तरह करना था वो अदा नहीं किया, तो इसी तरह माल है हलाल अल्लाह के रास्ते में खर्च करना, शुक्र अदा करें, खर्च करें, तंजूसी करेंगे, नाशुक्री करेंगे, अरे कुछ भी नहीं है, मैं क्या करूं, बड़ा गरीब हूं, इतना कुछ होने के बावजूद भी, तो फिर जब वो जाएगा फिर वो माल बवाल भी बन जाता है बरसों के लिए, फिर चोर डाकू पीछे लगे आते हैं, फिर बच्चा जो है वो गुनाहों के रास्ते में होता है, फिर बंदा कहता है क्या करूं मैं। तो शुक्र अदा करने की जो चीजें है ना, उनको पूरे लवाजमात के साथ अदा करना
चाहिए। When one does not show gratitude, what happens is a lot of the times he ascribes the goodness he sees in his life to himself, and he says it's because of my doing, and he falls into ujub and vanity and all these other illnesses of the heart as well. I'd like to mention an account, Sayyid Sahab, which is found in Shu'abul Iman and Mustadrak of Imam Hakim, that there was a person from the previous nations, and the Prophet ﷺ narrated this, Jibreel ﷺ told him about it, that he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years. And Allah Jalla wa'ala gave him a place, specific place to worship atop of a mountain. That was his shelter. He was surrounded by salty water, but again Allah blessed him in that a stream would come from that mountain with sweet water. He would drink that, he would do ablution. Allah Jalla wa'ala granted him a tree, a pomegranate tree. He would eat one pomegranate every day. And he would worship, continue worshipping 500 years, it's mentioned.
Allah.
And he supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jal that, Ya Allah, when I die, when I depart from this world, grant me the honor of dying in a state of prostration. I want to die in a state that I'm in sajda. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this dua of his, and he died whilst prostrating to Allah Azza wa Jal. The angel of death came to his soul, and Jibreel alayhi salam narrated that on the day of judgment, this very person, this worshipper, this abid will say that, Ya Allah, send me to Jannah, admit me into paradise based on my good actions. I worshipped you for 500 years. I was sincere in your ibadah. Send me to Jannah based on my a'mal. My a'mal is saliha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh his a'mal and weigh it with what? Just one eye on the other side. Just an eye that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him. And the blessing of eyesight will be more powerful than all of his worship put together. Will dominate his worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that your worship, 500 years, that was not enough to show gratitude for eyesight that I granted you, let alone the other blessings that I bestowed upon you. And then he will say, Ya Allah, send me to Jannah through your mercy, just through your mercy, not my a'mal. My a'mal cannot compensate for all the blessings that you gave me in the world. And then the mukallama will start. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, who created you? He will say, Ya Allah, you created me. Allah jalla wa ala, like this will make him realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the tawfiq to do ibadah. And he will say, Ya Allah, it was through your grace, through your blessing and bounty that I was able to worship you in the first place, the tawfiq that I had. So this powerful narration tells us that any blessing we have, we should have this mindset. And the Sufis say we should have this mindset that, Ya Allah, I'm not worthy of it. Nothing I do in life can ever compensate or repay for that favor that Allah has granted us in this world. And this is the way of the Prophet ﷺ. He was so humble that if anybody in creation, we could say, deserves blessings, it's the Prophet ﷺ, because he is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. But even him, Sayyidina Aisha narrates that throughout the night he is performing worship and his feet have become swollen, his blessed feet.
Allah.
And she states, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're performing all of this worship. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven your previous umam for your sake, the ones to come as well, and you're performing all of this worship. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afala akunu abdan shukura? Should I not be a grateful slave? And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to other anbiya alayhi wa sallam, for example, Nuh alayhi wa sallam, as a grateful slave as well. So we have to reflect and learn from our elders, especially the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that despite, you know, being on such a maqam, such a rank, such a status, they never ever forgot this, that Allah Jalla wa Ala gave them that honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them. What happens today is, because of ungratefulness and because we think we did it ourselves, we think we showed takabbur to others, and you know, you couldn't have done what you did if it wasn't my intervention, I helped you out. And then we start, you know, counting favors that we've done on people as well. And this is also another illness. And like this, so many illnesses can develop in the heart because of nashukri. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ungratefulness.
Ameen. Ameen. Jisha Sahib, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Hassan bin Abu Hassan alayhi rahmah has said about this blessed verse in the Quran that indeed man is very ungrateful towards his Lord. There's no doubt about that. Human is very ungrateful that he keeps counting his troubles and he forgets the blessing.
Allah.
So everything that we are blessed with, we overlook that. And we're always looking at the worries and the problems. For example, at this moment, let's take a situation where we're worried about our bills. We're not seeing on the other side that Allah might have blessed you with a house, a roof, in this comfort of the living in an environment or a house which has got facilities for us. One thing that we do forget is by continuously looking at other people, we forget about our own blessing. When we park up in the car park and we see a better car than us, then what happens is that our car feels like it's nothing.
Mm.
But remember the time we used to catch a bus, we forgot about that. We used to walk to school. We used to pray that Allah mighty bless me with a bicycle. From a bicycle, at least I'll be happy any car I get. From that, we've got a good car. From now, any car goes past us in the lane, our eyes are on that house. Our first property, people are dying to get onto the property ladder. Now we've got a property, we're looking at other houses. I wish I had something bigger in this area. And this is our state, that we always look at other blessings. One thing, the beauty of Dawat Islam is that we travel a lot, alhamdulillah. And one advice I'll give to the viewers of Madhya channel is spend time with poor people. Spend time in African countries, or if you go to Pakistan, don't spend time in your big mansions and the comforts. Go spend time in those areas where people are finding it hard just to get water and bread. I know a lot of teenagers that, alhamdulillah, I work with, and just because in this country their bodies are big and they're strong, they think nothing can affect them. They're not worried about anything. But when they've traveled and they've seen countries where, like Pakistan, where people are poor and they find it hard to put any bread on the table for their children, or they give to their children, they have nothing to eat, their hearts have softened.
Mm.
So spend time with poor people, you become more grateful to Allah Almighty. Your car that you've got now will look like the best car in the world. Your house that you've got look like a mansion. The wages that you are, you look like the richest person in the world. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said that the richest person is the one that's content with what he has. So whatever you have people that you're the richest person. And if you're not, then you're ungrateful. So being grateful, inshallah, just spend time with those poor people. You'll see with your own eyes, when you give to them and you support them and you help them, you realize how lucky we are. We're living like the kings, like you mentioned many times. We're living like the kings of the past.
Mm.
Press a button, you get funds.
Better than the kings of the past.
The rides,
Who would have thought that sitting in one seat you fly over so many countries?
Yeah.
Sitting in one car you drive past into different areas. One button you get hot air, warm air without anybody giving you. All these bounties that we have, the beds that we have, the food that we have, press a button, someone knocks on your door and they're presenting you. Are these not bounties? Rid of the kings of the past, and like you said, we're living better than them. But how much do we thank Allah? When it comes to a time of happiness, every single sin we use as excuse to do on that day. Every single sin. The best of namazis misses his namaz for his son's wedding. The best of hajis will miss everything. They're doing the wrong things on that day. Why? In the name of happiness. Isn't this ungratefulness?
Yeah.
Isn't this just showing? And then what happens if the consequences are then in front of us?
Allah.
You disobeyed Allah Almighty on that day so much that the consequences are they led to divorce. The consequences are your children are disobedient. So there are consequences. There's no doubt from getting away from this that when you do something wrong, it will lead to something happening to you. And there's a reason for that. When our wealth, like for zakat, people are not paying their zakat. Is this not being showing gratefulness, thankfulness to Allah Almighty? The Allah Almighty blessed you. Now we calculate our zakat, 3,000 I need to give. Who gave you this wealth in the first place? That is 3,000 looking big for you. Now you don't give that wealth, next year your wealth is wasted. You invested, it's gone. Now, what are the consequences of not thanking Allah Almighty by fulfilling your zakat? That your maal has been wasted. So, inshallah, in every circumstances, thank Allah Almighty with our actions, inshallah.
Quran Pak mein, innal insan li rabbihi lakanood. Beshak insan bada nashukr hai. Aur waqai ye sa. Aur jab wo nashukri karta hai, to ye jo nemat hai na, ye azab mein tabdeel.
Aisa hi.
اب یہی پیسہ یہی اولاد یہی یہ سارا کچھ جو ہے نا یا پھر عذاب میں تو پھر پریشانی ہے وہ کیسا عذاب ہوتا ہے کہ وہ گھر میں آتا ہے وہ گھر کاٹنے کو دوڑتا ہے چھوٹا گھر تھا محبت تھی حلال تھا برکت ہی برکت تھی لیکن ناشکری آئی وہ کہتے ہیں نا کسی نے بڑا پیارا جملہ کہا ہے کہ یہ خوش کیوں نہیں ہے بولا یہ خوش اس لیے نہیں ہے کہ یہ دوسرا بندہ خوش ہے افتخار وہ خوش ہے تو اس لیے نہ خوش ہے حالانکہ خوشی اس کے پاس بھی وہی تھی اس کی خوشی اس لیے ختم ہو گئی افتخار وہ خوش ہے ہماری خوشی اس لیے ختم ہو گئی ہے کہ ہم ناشکری کر رہے ہو اس کو یہ مل گیا اس کو یہ مل گیا یہ نہیں دیکھ رہے مجھے کیا ملا ہوا ہے ایک بڑا وہ واقعہ تھا نا کسی نے سنا تھا ٹائم کم ہے وہ اتنا سا کوا تھا تو کوا ایک دن بڑا اپنے حال میں بڑا مست تھا تو ایک دن دیکھا بولے پانی میں میں کیسا کالا ہوں جی اس کی نظر پڑ گئی طوطے پہ بولے کیا کلر ہے اس کے کیا بولتا ہے بولے جاتا تو تم تو سب سے خوش نصیب پرندے ہو کیا کلر ہے تمہارا کیا خوبصورتی ہے دیکھو تو طوطے نے کہا میں بھی اپنے آپ کو بڑا خوش قسمت سمجھتا تھا بڑا خوبصورت سمجھتا تھا بڑا میں خوش قسمت تھا بڑی اپنی لائف میں بڑا انجوائے کرتا تھا لیکن جب سے میں نے مرغابی کو دیکھا نا کیا وائٹ کلر کی ہے بولا کہاں بولے وہاں پر جاؤ وہ تو توتا نے کہا تو کوا ٹینشن میں آ گیا اس سے بھی اچھی چیز ہے جا کر دیکھتا تو واقعی اس کا وائٹ کلر ہے پانی میں تیر رہی ہے ایسے پر پھیلا رہی ہے بڑا جا کے اس کو کہتا ہے کوا کہ واقعی تم تو بڑے بڑی خوبصورت اور تمہاری زندگی کیا ہے سب سے حسین تم ہی ہو کیا ہے تو وہ اس مرغابی نے بھی کہا میں اپنے آپ کو عرصے تک خوبصورت سمجھتی تھی میری لائف بڑی اچھی تھی لیکن جب سے میں نے مور کو دیکھا ہے نا میری خوشی خراب ہو گئی ہے کیا کلر ہے کیا پر پھیلاتا ہے کیا گھومتا ہے تمہیں پتہ ہی نہیں ہے مور کیا بولا اچھا وہی اور ٹینشن میں آ گیا کوا جیسے ہم ہوتے ہیں اب یہ دیکھتا ہے مور کا ہے تو پتا چلا کہ مور کو قید کیا ہوا پنجرے میں پریزن کا وہ جاتا ہے چڑیا گھر کے اندر سفاری کے اندر زو دیکھا پیکاک اس کے اندر اب لوگ پھینک رہے ہیں چیزیں وہ کھا رہا اور اندر ہی گھوم رہا پر پھیلا رہا ہے جب چلے جاتے ہیں بند ہو گیا تو یہ جا کے اس کو کہتا ہے کہ واقعی تم سے خوبصورت تو میں نے دیکھا ہی نہیں ہے پہلے میں اپنے آپ کو سمجھتا تھا پھر مجھے پیرٹ اچھا لگنے لگا پھر مجھے سواد اچھی لگی لیکن انہوں نے مجھے بتایا تم سب سے اچھے ہو اور واقعی جو تمہارے کلر ہیں جو تمہاری چیزیں ہیں اور کیا زبردست ہے مور نے پتا کیا بولا کہا کہ میں بھی اپنی زندگی میں بڑا خوش تھا میں بھی اپنے آپ کو سب سے خوبصورت سمجھتا تھا میں پر پھیلاتا تھا کیا بات تھی اسی وجہ سے اسی خوبصورتی کی وجہ سے آج مجھے قید کر دیا گیا میں خود جا نہیں سکتا میرا فریڈم نہیں ہے آج میں سوچتا ہوں کہ اس چڑیا گھر میں اگر کوئی نہیں ہے نا تو وہ کوے تم ہی ہو جسے کوئی بلاتا نہیں ہے لیکن میں دیکھتا کاش میں کوا ہوتا تو میں پریزن میں نہیں ہوتا گاڑی گھوم کر وہیں پر آئی ہے اگر ہم یہ سوچنا چھوڑ دیں نا وہ اچھا ہے وہ ایسا ہے وہ ایسا ہے میری زندگی بہت سوکھی ہے میری زندگی بڑی اچھی ہے میں بڑا خوش ہوں وہ ٹیچر ہے تو وہ کیوں ہے میں ٹینشن میں آ گیا वो डॉक्टर है तो क्यों है तो मैं टेंशन में आ गया, वो ऐसा है तो मैं टेंशन में, इस टेंशन ने हमारी जो है ना शुक्री में मुतला कर दिया है। तो वो ही रहे जो आप है, कौवा कौवा ही रहेगा, मोर मोर ही रहेगा, जो अल्लाह ने दिया है उस पर खुश रहे। आपको हजरत इंसान बनाया, अशरफुल मखलूकात, शुक्र अदा करें अपने रब से। आप देखेंगे कि रब्बे करीम और किस कदर जो है आप पर अपनी नेमतों की बारिश बरसाता है।
When we compare ourselves to others all the time, then no doubt we suffer from the consequences of ungratefulness. But realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed blessed you, and as Iftikhar Bhai said before, there are countless people across the globe who unfortunately don't even have access to clean water. They can barely cover their bodies with clothes. When we start to think about those who are lower than us in terms of dunya, and Ustaz Sahib also mentioned the narration, then that will create in our hearts this understanding, this realization that no doubt we are drowned in the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's how we will remove this ungratefulness to our heart, only showing shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal. And similarly, shaitan, our worst enemy, when we look at his downfall, again it was not shukri as well. Why? Because when he saw Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam given more honor, he couldn't take that. Same. Even though he had his own maqam at one stage, he was the teacher of the angels alayhi salam. But as soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that honor to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, ordered that he be prostrated towards, then shaitan could not take that. So this is what we need to learn from the downfall of shaitan as well, that if Allah has given you a certain rank, be content with it, be happy with it. And if someone else has a higher rank, then we should not be jealous regarding that. We should not be ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. This was the case with the qawm of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam as well. In the Quran, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is mentioned the most, and meaning the accounts of his nations time and time again in different ways. And what did they do? They were rescued from Fir'aun. They were granted so many blessings. They were granted heavenly food. And what did they say? That we don't want that heavenly food. فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا. Meaning, O Musa alayhi salam, we are not content with food coming from the heavens. Allahu Akbar. This is the level of ungratefulness. Meaning, we want onions from the earth, vegetation from the earth. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So they showed the greatest level of ungratefulness. And this is how they were destroyed as well, asking too many questions, too many things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person should realize that, am I actually deserving of that? And when he thinks like that any blessing I receive, this is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, he will always show shukr. And another thing, a beautiful thing, being in such an environment like that with Islami, is that you meet like-minded people who always have the kalimat of shukr on their tongues. So if you ask somebody who is not associated with an Islamic environment, how are you? And then he'll have a long list of things to say.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know, this could be better, and I'm facing this situation, and I don't know what's going to happen with this, and I'm being put through so many tests as well. But in, alhamdulillah, the Mohammedan Islami and Islamic environments, you'll find people, whenever they're asked about their state, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. In any state, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested us, there is wisdom in that. We don't know what the wisdom is, we accept it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, again, alhamdulillah, in every single situation you say alhamdulillah, and then that is a means of saving yourself from ungratefulness.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Definitely, Shah, the easy way is that always look at those people that are less fortunate than you. When you look at the less fortunate, you're automatically going to be thanking Allah Almighty. Instead of looking at those people that have got more than us, inshallah, azawajal, like Hafiz Sahib has mentioned, is that when we do ask somebody, or we are asked how you are, or we ask somebody else, think before who you're asking. If he stops you and starts telling you his problems, then are you going to be there to help him?
Hi.
So think of that as well. A brother was saying that he asked a buzurg how he is, and the buzurg held him for half an hour and told him his whole medical history. He said, next time, I'm just going to give him some back. I won't ask again next time. So be careful who we ask. And if we are asked, then praise Allah Almighty in every state. Don't start giving you a list of problems. A beautiful point that Rukn Shura Haji Abdul Habib I made is that only tell your problem to somebody if you think they can help you. If you think they can't help you, there's no point telling them, is there? There's no point in getting somebody and telling him all your problems in the house. Now, why is the uncle in the town standing there going to help you with your problems at home? Why is the uncle in the town going to help you with your bills? So what's the point of telling him and complaining to him? So we shouldn't be telling those people which can't help us. Because why? This is also showing a sign of ungratefulness.
ये extend हो गई है, अब बताते कम है पोस्ट कर देते जो जो नहीं भी जानता ना वो रेंडमली हर कोई पढ़ रहा होगा, फेसबुक पे डाल देंगे, स्टेटस पे डाल देंगे, सोशल मीडिया पे डाल देंगे कि ये हो गया जी। अरे भाई वो क्या करेंगे, हम खाई के लिए अपनी, वो कहते ना अगर मोमिन को काटा भी चुपता है
सुभान अल्लाह
भाई, ये तो उसके गुनाहों का कफारा बनता है। और जिसको कोई मुसीबत पहुंची और उसने उस पर सबर किया, आपको पता है सवाब कितना बड़ा है उसके ऊपर, अल्लाह अकबर। लेकिन हमारा ये है कि बस वो कंप्लेन लाइन लगी पड़ी है, जिससे पूछोगे कंप्लेन की एक लिस्ट मौजूद है। तो अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए, इखलास हमें अता फरमाए। जी कलीम भाई,
Maqbool just like touch upon a qawm that is mentioned in the Quran, qawm is Sabah, and there's a whole surah, Surah Sabah, and the 15th verse of this surah, Allah Jalla wa Ala states regarding that qawm that they were blessed with lush gardens, jannatani ay yamini wa shimal, they had gardens on the right, on the left, and they were in the most bliss you could imagine. You know, today people are so concerned, so worried because they have to go out and work and pay bills, and this qawm had none of that tension, meaning everything was on a plate for them. They would live close by to their relatives, the cities were close, the villages were close, they wouldn't have to travel that far, they wouldn't have to carry provisions for a long period of time, which is the ideal thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, today if you have to go to a relative's in London or in Manchester from Birmingham, you're thinking, oh, how's the journey going to go, 2 hours, what about the kids? And this qawm, like I said, had it all on a plate. It was so simple for them. But this is insan, that when insan, he's granted ease, what happens to him, he just becomes ungrateful. Like an Arabic proverb says, that يَطْلُبُ الْإِنسَانُ فِي الصَّيْفِ الشِّتَاءِ, that insan, in the summer season, he wishes that it's winter, it's cool. And when winter comes, فَإِذَا جَاءَ الشِّتَاءُ أَنْكَرَ, when the winter season comes, it's cool, he's like, oh, what's this? I didn't want this. So this qawm as well, they were so blessed by Allah Jalla wa Ala. And then they began to make dua, Ya Allah, make the cities distant from each other, so we can travel, we can have an outing, like today people like to go out and have a day out. And they became very, very ungrateful. They began worshipping the sun, they began committing polytheism. And what happened, what was the consequence of the ungratefulness? Allah Jalla wa Ala sent such a flood, which destroyed all of their lush gardens, which destroyed their orchards, destroyed their homes. And it's mentioned those gardens now gave food which were bitter, which were tasteless. So their heart had changed from bliss, serenity, peace, to a state where they were so grief-stricken, they were so concerned and worried. Why? Because of what their own hands earned. And in the Quran, we're told that وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that whatever affliction reaches you in the world, it's because of your own hands. And you always, you know, you want more. Sometimes you don't know what you're wishing for. You don't know that if that thing that you're wishing for and praying for is better for you or not. Yes. And this is what happened with Qawm-e Sabah. So we learn, Sayyid Sahib, that with the downfall of Shaitan, the nation of Musa alayhi salam, then this Qawm-e Sabah, who was based in Yemen, time and time again we're told in the Quran that, oh, Ummat-e Muhammadiyah, don't be like them. Yes. Allah Jalla Wala has told us about these Qawms so that we learn from their state and we do the opposite. We show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bahut pyari baat aapne. Jo aapki Quran-e Paak padhe to aapko उन कौमों के इनको मतलब इतनी नेमतों से नवाजा हुआ था, लेकिन ना शुक्री की वजह से, ना फरमानी की वजह से जो है अजाब में मुब्तला हुए।
सही शरीफ कुरान पाक इरशाद फरमाया कि या अय्युहल्लज़ीना आमनु कुलू मिन तय्यिबाति मा रज़क़नाकुम वश्कुरू लिल्लाहि इन कुंतुम इय्याहु तअबुदून। इस आयत मुबारका के तहत तफसीर जज़ावी दे विच मुफ्ती नईमुद्दीन मुरादाबादी रहमतुल्लाहि तआला उन्होंने मेंशन किया कि अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला दा शुक्र अदा करना वाजिब है। शुकर अदा नहीं करोगे तो तुसी ना शुक्रिया कहलाओगे। ये शुक्र तमाम इबादत दी असल ते जड़ा ते आका करीम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम अक्सर दुआ मंगिया करदे सी, अल्लाहुम्मा आइनी आला ज़िक्रिका व शुक्रिका व हुस्ने इबादत। तन खुद तलीम में ख्याल फरमाई गई ते फिर भी इंसान बहुत ना शुक्र है जी। अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला थानू अज़ाब दे के की करेगा? तुसी शुक्र अदा करोगे, ईमान लेकर आओगे, अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला दी नेमत जद तक शुक्र अदा करते रहोगे, नेमत नेमत रहेगी,
beautiful hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah, in which we heard many times from the ulama, that Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his blessed home, found a piece of bread lying on the floor, picked it up, wiped it and ate it and said, oh Aisha, respect good things, because when they leave a nation, they never return. So if we don't respect food, thank Allah Almighty and be grateful even for food, it could be the case that once it leaves our nation, it won't return. And today, if we look at our iftari table, how much food at the time? We want everything on the table. Every single dish we desire to be there, even though we're only going to eat a little, but our eyes, they don't get full, do they? But how much actually goes into the bin and we waste, only we know, we can judge for ourselves, is that we need extra bins these days. We need larger bins because that's how much we're wasting. So if a nation is not careful and they are not grateful and thankful to Allah Almighty, and the bread goes, whatever blessing goes from that nation, it won't return back to them. So be careful in what we are wasting and what we are consuming regarding our food.
In the end, I would like to say, don't be an ungrateful person, please. Just realize, count your blessings before you complain that you have food in your plates, you have roof on your head. There are millions who don't have these things. They don't have these bounties. Millions hain jinke paas khana nahi hai ek waqt ka. Millions hain jinke gharon pe chhat nahi hai. Jo road ke upar homeless people hain, so rahe hain. Allah ne aapko nimat di hai, uska shukar ada kare. Apne aapko nashukri walon mein dakhil na kare, warna yaad rakhe ki ye jo nimatein mili hain, ye bhi chali jayengi. Allah taala hame apna shukar guzar banda bana. If you want to be a happy person, to jo happy person hota hai na, wo hamesha shukar ada karne wala hota hai. कभी भी वो बंदा खुश नहीं हो सकता जिंदगी में जो नाशुकरा हो, क्योंकि वो खुशी नहीं हो सकता कि वो मुतमईन ही नहीं है. जब वो मुतमईन नहीं है तो खुश कहां से? जब भी तो नींद नहीं आ रही है रात को, जब भी तो टेंशन है कि नाशुकरी है. आपको मिली हुई है गाड़ी, बराबर वाले ने ले दी 2020 की गाड़ी, आपको हो गई टेंशन. आप हो गए अंदर ही अंदर हसद आ गया. ये हसद भी एक नाशुकरी की, वो ये हसद बर्बाद कर देती. अल्लाह की तकसीम पर एतराज कर रहा होता है, ये भी नाशुकरी का करने के अंदर आता है कि ये बंदा जो हसद करता है, और हसद ये ऐसी बीमारी है बड़ों बड़ों को बर्बाद कर देती है. तो अपने आप को इन चीजों से बचाएं, अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए. लास्ट मैसेज हाफिज साहब.
फॉलो द प्रोफेटिक वे एज सासा मेंशन, ऑलवेज डू दुआ, या अल्लाह गिव मी तौफीक टू डू शुक्र बिकॉज तौफीक इज ग्रांटेड बाय अल्लाह सुभान व तआला. या अल्लाह सेव मी फ्रॉम बीइंग फ्रॉम द अनग्रेटफुल वंस. इंशाल्लाह इफ वी मेक दिस अ रूटीन इन आवर लाइफ टू मेक दिस सप्लिकेशन, इंशाल्लाह वी बिकम फ्रॉम द ग्रेटफुल वंस.
मैं आखिर अर्ज करना चाहूंगा कि असं सीखना चाहते हैं कि शुक्र अदा करने का तरीकाकार की आ, किस तरह सानू शुक्र अदा करना चाहिए. तो मकतबतुल मदीना की बहुत ही प्यारी किताब है शुक्र के फजाइल, ये परचेज करो. उर्दू दे विच भी, इंग्लिश दे विच भी अवेलेबल है. पढ़ो ते विच सानू पता लगेगा वाकियात लिखे गए, अहादीस मुबारक, आयत मुबारक के जरिए मेंशन किया गया. ये पढ़ो तो इंशाल्लाह सानू इस चीज का बड़ा फायदा.
Gain knowledge and realize that thanking Allah Almighty is something that, like Ustaz Sahib said, is wajib upon us. So it's something that we have to study and learn, inshallah.
Ek zaban aaj tak science nahi bana saki hai. Allah ne kya kuch diya hai, wo zaban taste rakhte hi taste, iske andar chote chote daane taste feel ho jata hai, cheeze pata chal jati hai, kya hai kya nahi hai, sari cheeze. Tab gaur kare insaan, apne jism ke nakhun nahi bana saka aaj tak. अल्लाह ने दे दिया, बिन मांगे दिया है, उसका शुक्र अदा करें. सबसे बढ़कर शुक्र अदा करें कि हमें सबसे बढ़कर जो है वो ईमान की दौलत अदा की. आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम को उम्मत ही बनाया. कंप्लेन कर रहे होते हैं क्या मिला, ये प्रॉब्लम है, भाई सबसे ज्यादा शुक्र इस पे अदा करो कि अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल ने करम किया, अपने हबीब की उम्मत में पैदा कर दिया. अंबिया कराम दुआ मांगा करते थे कि इस नबी की उम्मत में पैदा, और आप पर तो करम हुआ है, आंख खुली तो मुसलमान के घर में कान में अजान हो गई. तो इस पे शुक्र नहीं अदा करना. सारी जिंदगी शुक्र अदा करते तो भी जो है ये क्या कहते हैं, शुक्र अदा नहीं हुआ. क्योंकि इतनी बड़ी दौलत है कि अल्लाह अज़्ज़ोजल ने हमें मुसलमान पैदा किया, इस पे शुक्र अदा करें. इस पे प्राउड भी, गिल्टी वो कहते हैं, अपने आपको एहसास है कमतरी के शिकार में लोग लेकर आ गए. कंपेरिजन कर रहे होते ना, जन्नत आपके लिए, जन्नत मुसलमानों के लिए, पैराडाइज इज फॉर यू फॉर मुस्लिम, बट यू हैव टू स्ट्राइव फॉर इट. कीप वॉचिंग बदरी चैनल. सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम रब्बुल आलमीन, द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम रब्बुल आलमीन.